Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. We have a new Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. He's finished about a week or so in office, so we're going to check in and see how he's doing. Scott, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Loman.
Well, Mike Johnson, a week or so under his belt. How is the new Speaker faring?
Listen, I think it's refreshing to have new leadership in the House of Representatives. There's a lot of goodwill right now in the House to try to get some of these tight bills passed. And Mike Johnson has done a good job of showing his message to the American people with some big national interviews on Sean Hannity and elsewhere. And obviously, he's got a real challenge in getting to know the other side of Capitol Hill and the United States Senate. This week, Speaker Johnson went over to the Senate and had lunch with all the senators. And as you can imagine, some of them are sort of used to politics as usual, and they didn't really like his approach as it pertains to Israel and the IRS, or, you know, what his plans are with Ukraine and the continuing resolution on November 17th. But I think that there are many senators that say, you know what, Uniparty, we've got to give this guy a chance to lead. He's in the majority in the House of Representatives. We're in the Senate minority. Let's try to back him up as much as we can and put Republicans in a position where we can actually win against the Biden administration over the next few weeks as these big fights get underway.
It's interesting here, Scott. You have Democrats who are opposing Mike Johnson and wanting to do just a clean bill on Israel. They always seem to want to combine various items, be it aid to Israel, aid to Ukraine, money for, quote, border security, and we can talk about that separately. This approach of doing things in a manner where you have one issue at a time, has that ever actually been tried before?
Well, this was part of the Speaker's fight back in January with Kevin McCarthy, right? We wanted to have single-issue bills brought before the House of Representatives, and I think that mostly that's been carried out in good faith, but obviously things get combined in terms of political expediency, and it's no different in the Senate with the way that these appropriation requests come in from the Biden administration. You got to keep in mind that the Biden supplemental appropriations request included about $100 billion. You got like $60 billion for Ukraine. You've got about $14 billion for Israel. You've got money for the southern border, which really means money to process asylum cases. It's not to strengthen and fortify the Border Patrol and their efforts, right? It's just to help bring in these open border illegal aliens. And then the other thing I would add is that the Biden request actually included money for Palestinians in Gaza as well. And so we don't know exactly how that money would be carried out, whether or not Hamas would take it over. And so I think there's a lot of questions for how Bibi Netanyahu is going to ask the United States for aid, and we need to ensure that it doesn't fall into the hands of Hamas and any other terrorist organizations.
Another area of concern at the moment is the very rapidly approaching, about 2 weeks away, deadline again for getting some sort of budget or spending authorization passed here, Scott. Is any progress being made toward that goal?
I think that that's part of what Mike Johnson, our new Speaker, is working on, right? He is working forward on a path that can unify the Republicans on a continuing resolution. I think ultimately, if you're looking at aid to Israel to ride on a CR, or if you're looking at aid for Ukraine to ride on the CR, there need to be Republican concessions in place that actually give us a win and a way to sell whatever they're doing to the American people. I think there's a lot of folks that they are skeptical of giving the Ukrainians tens of billions of dollars more. $60 billion is a massive request that would effectively fund a Ukrainian operation for another year. And it takes off the table any transparency. It takes off the table any direction from the presidential nominee next year as well. And so I think that there's skepticism, there's deep skepticism of the American people, of the grassroots, in how to deal with Ukraine right now. But that'll come to the forefront here by November 17th. The next 2 weeks are going to be critically important to helping wrap up the work of the United States Senate and the House of Representatives as we conclude these big ticket items in the end of the year. There's also a big farm bill reauthorization that's outstanding. So I'm interested to see how the negotiating posture of this new Republican conference led by Speaker Mike Johnson, how they can put points on the board and get wins for the American people that limit the size, scope, and cost of the federal government, that limit the United States' ability to get drawn into another forever war, and also that our smart approach when it comes to rolling back some of this excessive Biden agenda that's been really jammed down the throats of the American people for the last 2.5 years.
All these tens of billions of dollars that are being proposed to go to Ukraine and Israel, Scott, is there any companion talk about there being transparency and accountability for how all that money is spent?
I think that there's Republicans that want to break this down into smaller amounts, because then you will have accountability and transparency. It wouldn't just be a blank check. You know, I think that there's people that are incredibly sympathetic to the plight that the Ukrainians are facing in the war against Russia. And the Russians were the aggressors. But it doesn't mean that we can just continue to fund another country that's not even a part of our NATO alliance. And ultimately, when we've got our own issues here in America, I think there's an America First agenda that is spearheaded by the likely nominee in the Republican Party. And how all that is adjudicated over the next couple of months while Joe Biden is in office, I think is going to be interesting. I don't even know who the top negotiator right now would be for the Democrats. They never send Kamala Harris to negotiate with Congress. They never send Joe Biden. And so there's really this lack of leadership, which I think gives Speaker Mike Johnson a real chance to win when it comes to November 17th, when it comes to preventing an omnibus appropriations over Christmas, and when it comes to actually securing our southern border and preventing the onslaught of illegal immigrants pouring into our communities and destroying our chance at public safety.
Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth, keeping track of all of these issues that are before Congress. Many, many issues, much, much money. Scott, tell us a bit about the Club for Growth.
Club for Growth is based out of Washington, D.C., and we're united in the ideas of economic liberty and freedom and opportunity. Check us out at clubforgrowth.org. In fact, you can sign up today as a member for free.
Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. Scott, we'll check in with you next week. Thank you.
Thank you.